It's Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armour of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled round your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. Amen. You know, that's the Apostle Paul. And just what he's saying there, pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should. I pray that for myself this morning. So let's just come to the Lord in prayer. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, as Paul did, I pray, Lord, that you will fill me with your power and with your authority to deliver the message that you have laid on my heart. I ask that you open up your word to each one of us here this morning, so that there will be no doubt about what we need to take ownership of, what we need to act upon if we are to grow in our faith, Lord. I ask that you use me as your vessel. Lord, take me out of it all together, because we only want to hear from you, because you're the only one who is worthy to take notice of. For we only want to hear from you this morning, Lord, and we ask it all in the name above all names, Jesus Christ, your one and only Son. Amen. So I've put a title, Are You Properly Dressed? Well, I can see you're all dressed this morning. I'm sure that we all know and recognize the importance of being properly dressed for different occasions. If you're going to work, you might wear a uniform of some sort, so you've got to be in the right dress. Yeah? You can't go, when you're in the forces, for instance, I couldn't go in my t-shirt and shorts and flip-flops. I had to wear my uniform with all that goes with it. The pride that goes with it as well, because it makes you feel that you belong and you know what you're doing. So there's nothing wrong with being properly dressed. The occasions are all different, as I say. If you're going to bake, for instance, especially you ladies, I'm sure you put on an apron so that you don't get flour all over the place. And then us pure men don't have to hoover it all up. That's part of life, isn't it? If we were going to do some gardening, we would probably change our clothes or put on coveralls or overalls, whichever you want to call them, to protect us, both from the grass and the dirt, but also for anything flying, you know, because if you get caught on a thorn bush, you find that overalls are a bit heavier than your working clothes, your normal clothes. As an ex-serviceman, I recognize the importance of not only being properly dressed for the task, but more importantly, being properly trained in how to use the equipment that you may need to use to meet the task. As a firefighter for 40 odd years, I used to have the guys parade in the morning. and just check that they've got all the right gear on. Because in the old days, you used to have string long johns, string vest, and then woolen trousers and a woolen jacket. And that was to trap in a layer of air between you and the clothing. So as when you got in the heat, it kept you cool, you know. But you get some guys that probably, especially in the summer, they try and be crafty and leave the long johns off because they were quite hot, or could be quite hot. But we used to always check that they'd got the waistband. Some of them maybe cut them off down above, but if I check the waistband, I've done my bit. You know, I'm not a doctor. I can't ask them to drop their trousers. But it's important that we realise you've got to be properly dressed for the occasion. And just like soldiers, if you're going into battle, you want to know that you've got good leadership. Someone is directing you in the right direction to give you confidence to go and face up to the enemy. You know, as Christians, we also need to have leadership. And the only leadership that we need comes from the Lord and from His Word. As that favourite old hymn, Onward Christian Soldiers, reminds us, as well as the Apostle Paul in our reading from Ephesians, Paul provides us with a list of what we will need to rely upon if we are to deal and fight against the forces of evil and the devil's schemes. The first, and I believe the most important, is our faith. As I said before, strong faith takes away fear. We know that we can rely on the Lord, and we know that He has got our best intentions for us. His word tells us, you know, that He's got plans for us, plans to prosper us, not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. Paul lists the full armour of God that we will need to wear. And it's not just something that we need to wear when trouble arises. It's something that we need to put on daily. It's something that we need to come as a second reaction. Once you get up in the morning, you may clean your teeth, put on your clothes, and put on the full armour of God, because we never know when the devil is going to try and infiltrate and strike. You know, he reminds us that we are not to think it's going to be easy. As verse 12 that we've read this morning tells us, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. It's important to remember just who we're up against and who could be involved in that fight. You know, when you think and you read in Scripture the times that our Lord was tempted by the devil, He didn't rely on His own strength, yet He could have. But He reminded Satan what Scripture had to say. And that was enough. His power has got nothing to do. He can't stand Scripture. And that's why it's important for us to be alert to when He's coming to affect us. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9, we read, be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. That tells me you're not alone. You're part of the body, and you're going to suffer like everyone else. But if you've got the full armour of God on, it'll strengthen you. We're advised to wear the belt of truth at all times. As I said, we should wear the full armour at all times. But the belt of truth, I believe, is the only way we'll be able to be aware of when the devil is trying to infiltrate and trying to stir up trouble for us. As John 8, verse 44 informs us, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can say, well, the devil's not my father now, because I've been born again. I've got a new father. But the devil will still try to recoup you. So you need to be strong in the faith. So we need the belt of truth to support us, to gird up our loins, as it were. We also need the breastplate of righteousness to protect us from frontal attacks. You know, you'll notice from the list that Paul gave us, there is no mention of protection for the back. You got a breastplate, but nothing for the back. That tells me that we're not to turn our back on the enemy, not to expose ourselves to him. We've got to keep marching forward. We've got to keep going forward, because if you're not going forward, you're either on a ground to a halt or you're going backwards. So it's important that we keep going forward. And remember that the breastplate is there to protect you as you go forward. Onward Christian Soldiers suggests that we must keep moving, doesn't it? Onward Christian Soldiers, marching us to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. You know, we must keep moving forward. Next, we're advised to have our feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. This strengthens our faith and it removes all fear, as I've said. If God is for us, who can be against us? You know? And I know at times it's hard to actually get a grip, and there's times we all doubt. Even Thomas doubted, and he was with the Lord. So doubt is there, and it's one of the weapons that Satan uses at times to bring doubt into your mind. Don't feel ashamed of it, but recognize it. And when you do recognize it, ask the Lord to strengthen you and to take away that doubt. Next, we need the shield of faith, with which we can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. You know, when we belong to the Lord, we can be assured that on many occasions that we will be called upon to use the shield of faith. Yeah, because we're always under attack. You just got to look at the television and see the things. I don't know whether any of you watched Britain's Got Talent last night. But there's nothing that I turned it over, and there was this group on from Ireland, would you believe? And they were all dancing on stage. But then the language came out, and it was all about celebrating the diversities. And it was from being gay to being whatever, you know, transgender, whatever. And, you know, they got the golden buzzer straight through to the final. And you think, what are they going to do next? Is it going to be the same? You know, but why did they get the golden buzzer? Why did they get through? Because I bet you the producers of the show are afraid of speaking out against the gay. You can talk about Christianity, you can knock it down. But gay or transgender, if you say anything about it, say it, crime. You know? But that's what we're up against in this world today. That's why it's important that we get the full armor of God on, and we are aware of what is going on in this world. You know, next is the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. These two together suggest to me that we need to store up knowledge of the Scripture in our mind, because Scripture, as I've already said, Jesus used it as ammunition against Satan when he was tempted, and that is the only ammunition that we've got. It's the Word of God. That is the sword that which we can fight the battle for. The helmet is for the head. The head is where we read and we get all our knowledge from. But if you keep it in the head and it doesn't get down to the heart, it's a waste of space, isn't it? The gospel. So you've got to, that's why you've got to meditate on it. You've got to let it sort of get into your inner being and be part of you. So, as Paul makes us well aware of all the trials and tribulations that we can go through. And he gives us this valuable advice in Ephesians to help us. But like all advice, it's only useful if we accept it. And once accepting it, that we act upon it. With this in mind, we need to be alert and always praying for the Lord's people throughout the world, wherever they are, because they are being oppressed. Oppression isn't just something that's going on here. It's going right throughout the world. Now, the Apostle Paul, as no doubt you're well aware, he's a favourite of mine, because I believe he is someone who ended up being an evangelist from a very, very bad start. But the start that he had was all God planned. God's hand was on him from the start whenever he was learning his Pharisee, all the scriptures and scrolls, because he was being prepared for the Lord to just flip him and use him for his purpose. And he's done the same with me. And he's done the same with you. He's chosen you, flipped you, and put you in to his army. So when you're in his army, you should be wearing his uniform, his armor. So that's why I say we need to put on the full armor of the Lord. Apostle Paul endured many trials and tribulations during his ministry. You know, and he formed 14 churches during his life. He wrote letters to 7 churches, to Rome, to the Corinthians, the Galatians, the Ephesians, the Philippians, the Colossians, the Thessalonians. And these were scattered through Asia Minor, Greece and Rome. Quite a vast area in those days, when travel wasn't a means of jumping on the car or on a motorbike or even a bike to get about. It was a donkey or Shanks's pony, your feet, you know. But he travelled relentlessly in an effort to promote the gospel. And he is well aware that he needed the protection of all that armour that he's advising us to put on. He was both a missionary and a pastor to these churches. And if you've ever been in a church, any church, there is always problems, especially when you're the pastor or in leadership. And you know, problems aren't really a problem if the Lord is with you, because the Lord gives you the answer to the problems. And it's something that I think I am pleased with. You know, I came to this church, and to be honest, there was a while I didn't want to become a member, and I was coaxed by Rob to be a member, and I didn't. No. And then Rob filled out a membership, and then I became a member, and then I talked Rob back into membership. But that's the way things go. The Lord works in funny ways and mysterious ways to bring about things. And I would never have thought about standing in front of anyone bringing the word of the Lord to them. Have you listened to some of the earlier recordings? I know it only goes back, more or less getting up to a date where it wasn't too bad. But if you listen to some of the tapes that we used to do of my preaching, I was so weak, feeble, embarrassed, afraid. I still feel, not afraid, but shall we say nervous when I'm talking about the word of the Lord, because it is a serious, serious thing. And the worst thing is to misinform anyone. And that's why I think it's important that the truth of the Bible is stood upon and preached upon only. Not putting my slant or anybody else's slant upon it, but purely from the word of God, because the word of God is like him. It doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, Paul, during his time in the church, he faced many heartaches, as I said. And then in his travels, he was shipwrecked 3 times. Wow, I don't know. I've been on ships in storms, and I've enjoyed them. I've been going through the Yellow Sea around Vietnam during a typhoon, and Linda and I have been up on the deck of the ship, walking down the front, and got up and got that, enjoying it, getting a free roller coaster ride. It was lovely. But I knew that the Lord was with us, so I wasn't really that worried. It would have been a time I'd probably been frightened and been down in the cabin being seasick. I used to get sick on the crossing from Belfast on the old Haitian boat, because it didn't have stabilizers in those days, and you got a bit of the Irish Sea rolling. I think most people got seasick. But you know, he went through and endured all of that travel to spread the gospel throughout the world. And you think of the scriptures that he is responsible for writing. You know, it's just amazing. I think that's why I love the effort that he put in. But he don't tell you that he done it all in the Lord's strength. He doesn't take any credit for any of it, because he gives it all to the Lord. And that's where we should be doing as well, giving everything to the Lord. Not only was he shipwrecked, but he was beaten with rods 3 times. Once he was stoned, and he spent 5.5 years, approximately, in prison, either waiting for trial or being held until he was martyred. I think it's fair to say, from all of these trials that he faced, that there is no one in a better position to offer this advice to each one of us, to have been sure that we put on the full armour of God. And it's important that we remember that it isn't something that we just hang up in the wardrobe and put it on when we think we might need it. It's something that we should be fully dressed in all the time. Easier said than done, I'll admit. Yeah. But I think it's important that we remember that we must be properly dressed. Otherwise, we are going to get upset by all of the things that this world and the devil has to throw us with and ensnare us in. You know, this message is a short, sharp one, but I think it's an important one. And I just pray that the Lord will open up to each one of us where we are failing in our walk with him, and give us the courage to stand firm in these dark days. It's not easy. I know when you're working with people who don't have the same relationship with the Lord as we do, it can be very difficult, especially when you're in the forces. Like I know, because I used to get all sorts of things, you know, oh, here comes God's squad again, or, you know, but it was all like banter to them, but, you know, and it didn't really hurt me, because at least they knew who I was. And I used to laugh at myself, and laugh at, you know, but it's something that you've got to get used to. And if you've got the armour of God on, it makes the life easier to cope with, not harder. It's not like when you're a firefighter having to put on a BA to go into a burning building, where it's a load of weight on your back and you're going into the dark, groping in the dark. Because of the Lord, there is no darkness, there's no weight, because he tells you, his burden is light. Take upon my yoke, for it is light and easy. So long as you're walking with him, keep hold of his hand, and you can't go far wrong. He will uphold you and keep you. He promises that, doesn't he, in his word. Right, let's just come to the Lord in prayer as we end this. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for Paul, Lord. We thank you for all of the troubles and tribulations that he went through. But we thank you, Lord, that he shared that with us so that it wouldn't be a surprise And as it says, you know, when you are forewarned, you're forearmed. So Lord, let's continue to study your word and seek your will for each one of our lives. Help us, Lord, to be forewarned when we are going in the wrong direction. Lord, correct us, redirect us, and keep us close to you, especially in these dark days, Lord. We can see this world isn't getting any better, but Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And for that, we give you thanks that we can rely on you. So just bless us, Lord, I pray, and keep us safe, and keep us just putting one foot in front of the other with our face fixed firmly on the cross and the future that we are going to enjoy with you when you call us home to be with you as your sons and daughters. And we just give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.